Blog Talk Radio.
Save the souls of men in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. But most of all tonight, Lord, we pray tonight, God, that you will let sins be forgiven. Oh, God, cleanse us through and through. Oh, God, search our hearts tonight. God, if there's anything that's in us that should not be, Lord, we pray that you would take it out tonight. Oh, God, we take it out by the root. Oh, God, we mean heaven all the way. We mean heaven all the way. We got heaven on our mind. Oh, Jesus, we want to go to heaven. Oh, God, but help us to do what it takes to get to heaven. Help us to do what it takes. Oh, God, just to get to heaven. We want to see your face. We want to see you in peace. Help us to surrender all to follow you. You said, accept the man forsake mother, father, sister, brother, house, and land. Oh, God, for your sake. You cannot be your disciples. But help us to forsake anything. For the sake of Christ, oh God, we want to follow you tonight. We want to follow you where you lead us. We want to follow in the name of Jesus. What do we have to do to be a follower of Christ? How much does it cost just to carry the cross? Help us to carry the cross tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. You said in your word, except a man take up his cross and follow you. We got to take up our cross and follow you tonight. Help us to be willing to carry our cross. Help us to be willing to carry our cross. But Lord, we ask you that you will help us to carry our cross. We ask you for strength tonight. Sometimes the cross get heavy. Sometimes the cross is heavy. But Lord, we ask you to help us to carry the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know how much we can bear. You know, God, what we can go through. Oh, God, you told us in your word that you will put no more upon us than that we're able to bear. And, Lord, we have, oh, God, we have no better sense but to believe you. Oh, God, we believe you just like that. We believe your word. We know, God, you're a miracle worker. We know you're a way maker out of no way. We know that you're a door opener. You are our provider, you are our keeper, you are our sustainer. In the mighty name of Jesus, never would have made it without you. Never would have made it without you. Oh, God, you have brought us this far, and we know that you didn't bring us this far to leave us. Oh, God, you won't leave us, you won't forsake us, but you'll be right there through thick and through thin, through high waters, low waters. Oh, God, through the flood, through the fire, you'll be with us. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you praise tonight. We give you glory for the things that you're about to do, for the things you have already done. We thank you, God, oh God, for making ways. We thank you for turning situations around. We thank you for doing the impossible tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, there's none like you. There's none like you. You're awesome. You're so merciful. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Great is the Lord tonight. You're a great God, and we worship you tonight. Oh, God, we worship you in spirit and in truth. Have your way tonight, Lord. We pray that you will send your word. Oh, God, bless your messenger tonight. Oh, God, let a word, God, come forth that will deliver souls of men. Let somebody yield tonight. Say, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? In the mighty name of Jesus, bring them unto repentance. Reclaim the backslider, God. Fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. Strengthen them that are weak tonight. Encourage those that are downhearted and discouraged. Oh, God, give faith to those, oh, God, that may not have no faith tonight. Help them believe on you as the scripture has said. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Give us that living water tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, for the Prayer News Network Global. We pray that you continue to have your way in this ministry. Let your will be done. Not our will, but Father God, we pray that your will be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, complete what you have started in us tonight. Complete the work, Father, that you have started in us. You get the glory out of each one of our lives. You get the praise tonight, God. We give you the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, look on every advisor tonight. Look on every oh God, prayer warrior. Look on every listener tonight. Everyone that has tuned into this broadcast. Father God, we pray that you will, oh God, bless them. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Do it tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust you. God, we praise you in advance. Even look on our visionary tonight. Look on Vanessa Bradley. We pray that you will continue to bless her, help her, and keep her, and strengthen her. Help her to do thy sweet will. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember us one by one and name by name. Those, oh, God, that are affected with the coronavirus still going through in their bodies. We pray that you will be a healer for both body and soul. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we praise you. Teach us to love you more. You said, God, we love you. We will keep your commandments, and your commandments are not grievous. Help us to keep your commandments and help us to do all that you have commanded us to do this day. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we love you, we praise, we worship you. God, we serve you, God, in spirit and in truth. God, have your way tonight, move by your spirit. Let your will be done. Father God, you do these things for us. This prayer we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift.
Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off.
Still we praise.
Entry and exit tones are on.
I love you.
Entry and exit tones are off.
I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today. Come on, let's worship. Because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, that's why. That's why my heart is filled with praise every day, every day. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Can we open our mouth tonight and give the Lord some praise? Can we open our mouth and give the Lord some praise? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. He's been just that good to us. That's why our heart is filled with praise tonight. Glory be to God. Truly we praise God. Amen. We bless God, amen, for his unspeakable gift of love. Amen. We bless God for just being God. Amen. And God alone. Besides him, there is no other. Amen. There is none like the Lord tonight. Amen. There is none like the Lord. Amen. No need of looking. No need of searching. Amen. Just turn to Jesus. Amen. He is the answer for the world today. So we praise God. Amen. For all things. Amen. Thank God for the, amen, sanctification of the prayer line. Amen. For the prayer. Amen. Thank God for each one of you. Amen. That have come in. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Amen. Tonight. We thank you for being part of this broadcast. Amen. We're so grateful that you thought enough of us. Amen. To, amen. To call in, to tune in to this broadcast tonight. Amen. And we pray and declare that you won't leave the same way you came on. Amen. You won't get off the line the same way you got on, in Jesus' name. Amen. We count it done already. We count it done in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, do it. Do it tonight. Amen. So we praise God for all things. Amen. Do we have Sister Mary Collins on the line for our scripture reading? Amen. Sister Mary Hollins. Amen. Excuse me. Amen. Sister Mary Hollins for our scripture reading tonight. Do we have her on the line?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Giving honor to God. Thanking him for allowing us to see another day. Thanking him for allowing us to be back on the prayer line. To Minister Emmanuel Holt. To Evangelist Bradley. To our PNN advisors. To our PNN prayer warriors. And to all of our listeners. Scripture reading will be coming from Luke, the 6th chapter, the 20th through the 38th verse. And he lifted up his eyes on his disciples and said, blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. But in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. But woe unto you that are rich, for ye have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for ye shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for ye shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their father to the false prophets. But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. To him that smited thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as you would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. And if ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with us, it shall be measured to you again. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Sister Mary Hollins for the scripture reading. Amen. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. We got to let the word of God dwell in us richly. Amen. We thank God for the word of God, the Beatitudes. Amen. Of Jesus. Amen. Letting us know what it is that he's requiring of us through the word of God. Amen. I thought about that. She was reading. Amen. What scripture did you read today? Amen. Did you stop, amen, and take time to pick up your Bible and read? Amen. Did you have your devotion today with the Lord? Amen. 101. Amen. Did you have your devotion with the Lord today? Amen. Whether it's morning devotion, noonday, afternoon devotional, amen, or evening devotion. Did you take time to sit down and read God's word today? Amen. In your personal, your secret closet, your personal time. Amen. The word of God is very important to us. It's like taking vitamins every day. Amen. When we take the word of God and we read the word of God, God, he strengthens us, amen, in areas of our lives that we need to be strengthened. So the word of God is, amen, nutritional. It's very nurturing to us. And we must take time out of our busy schedule and day to read the word of God. Amen. So we praise God once again for the scripture reading. Amen. Thank God for Sister Mary Hollins once again. Amen. People of God, we just praise God for all things. We thank you once again for coming to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. This broadcast, this is a live recorded broadcast. Amen. We thank you for being up this night. Amen. God has ordained who it is that he will have to be here. Amen. With us. Amen. To worship the Lord with us. Amen. We also thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. Amen. No stranger to the line. Amen. But thank God, amen, for our speaker tonight. Amen. One of our PNN advisors. Amen. We thank God, amen, for her. She's no stranger. You know who she is. Amen. She has a segment called Ollie's Hour. Amen. Real talk. Amen. And it's good to have real talk sometimes because we're living in the real world. We're living, amen, of real situations of life. People are going through real situations, and they need an answer. They need direction. They need to know what to do, how to handle. Amen. And the answers are all in the word of God. Amen. But he says in the scripture, he says, come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Amen. Come, let us reason together. Amen. And we could sit down. Amen. We could talk about this thing. Amen. And we could pray about this thing, touching and agreeing in prayer. Amen. Knowing that God will make everything all right. And he will give us peace in the midst of the storm. Amen. So without any further preliminaries, amen, we're going to yield the platform to our speaker tonight. Amen. In the presence of Minister Ollie Booker. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord as she embraced the platform tonight. God bless you, woman of God, Minister Booker.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm not going to go into all the preliminaries tonight. It has already been done. I'm grateful to God for each and every last one of you all, the pastors and all our pastors and everything. I'm grateful to God for this just another day that the Lord have blessed us. I thank God for it. If I could sing a song tonight, it would be the Lord been good to me. If I could sing a song, it would be that God is a heart fixer. God is a mind regulator. God is a heart fixer. God is a mind regulator. God is a heart fixer. Jesus is a heart fixer. Jesus is a heart fixer. How do you know? Oh, one day he fixed it for me. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. Jesus is a mind regulator. How you know? Oh, one day he regulated my mind. God is a heart fixer. My God, he's a heart fixer. Oh, one day he fixed it for me. My God is a mind regulator. My God is a mind regulator. Oh, one day, oh, He regulated mine. Father, we do thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your most holy and righteous name. Lord God, as we come before you on this day, just to give you thanks and to give you praise, ask the Lord God that you examine my heart, all that stand before you and me, God, that displease you. We ask that you wash, purge, and cleanse us even now in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your word have free course in the name of Jesus. Cause me to decrease, that you increase. And let your word, God, flow from the issues of life in the name of Jesus. Oh, bless ye this people, Father, as you see fit. Bless as you see fit in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, and thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. I'm not going to prolong the time. We do thank and praise God once again for you. We praise God for Minister Bradley, the founder of this TNN Global News Network. We thank and praise God for Minister Manuel. We thank and praise God for him tonight. The co-host, we bless God for Sister Mary. We thank and praise God for the reading of the word tonight. We praise God for each of you all in your respective place. And I don't want to, the time is for spent. I don't want to cheat God out of his praise. And I don't want to cheat God out of his word. I don't want to cheat God out. You ought to be cheated from nothing neither. So I'm going to the word as the Lord would permit me to. And tonight, this night that the Lord has made. And I do rejoice, and I am very glad it's here. And I was just thinking, what could I actually say to God's people that they hadn't already heard? And what could you really say that could be a help at such a time in which we live? Many, many things came to my mind, and I felt so sleepy. I had two twins today, and babysitted two twins, and then my great-granddaughter, I had three. All three of them at the age of three. That's a lot for us. And I said, Lord God, and I didn't really know what I was going to, that the Lord would permit me to bring forth tonight. And as the twins got picked up, then my grandbaby got picked up later on this evening. She still didn't want to go home. And then I was thinking, I said, Lord, if I could shut my eyes for just 1 hour. Because I was just that tired. I need to shut my eyes for an hour. And I tried to do it and just rest for a minute or two. And then the phone call came. But God gave my body to get rest, y'all, in between that time. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. And that's what came to me. Being thankful, give thanks unto the Lord. The scripture says tonight from Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks. When I was starting reading this, I had got many other scriptures on by giving thanks, but this here just did it. This here just woke me up, on the inside. And I'm thankful, and this just blessed my heart. It blessed my soul. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he is good. For his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We ought to say so. You've been redeemed. Who he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thanks be to God. He redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. The enemy can be in so many different forms. I said, well, he saved me. Well, that's true. That being redeemed from the hand of the enemy, from hell, the pits of hell, if we remain faithful. And we remain steadfast and unmovable. And if we continue on with the law, that's true, and gather them out of the land. And they were thinking about some things that's going on in the world from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. It don't matter how the enemy may have you surrounded. Because sometimes life situations and life circumstances seem as if it's pulling pure life and strength out of you. And time you get out of one thing, you are into something else. And the enemy can encamp round about you from all four corners of the earth, don't you know? And he really thinks he got you. He really thinks he got you in captivity. And there's no way of an escape. But thanks be to God for and the evil. He is a great deliverer, you know. He is a mighty warrior, you know. And he will come to the rescue, you know. And I'm so thankful. I was thinking about it, and I was just looking at it. It says, and they gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. You think you got me covered. You think you got over strategy. You think I don't have no one to come to my rescue. Sometime in life you feel like that. I don't pray all I can pray. I don't talk to all I can seek, God. I don't ask all I can ask. I have believed all I can believe and still seem like as if nothing changes. Nothing getting no better. Sometimes God allows situations. That's why that we may cry unto him. Hey, that we may turn to him wholeheartedly. That we may run unto him, and that we may cast our cares up unto him, because he cares for we run to everybody and everything else. We look for a solution in the world. We look for a solution at the door. We look for a solution from mom and daddy. We look for a solution here and there, pastors and everything else. But Jesus is the solution tonight. And then it says, they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Sometimes, don't matter where you go, you can't find nowhere to dwell. Sometimes it can be in your mind. And sometimes we let our mind get the best of us. Our mind just run away with us. We blow things up bigger than what it really is, don't you know? Don't you know? And sometimes you can, little things, we make such a mountain out of it. And really, it's not that big, but you magnify greater than what it is. You know what I'm saying? Because greater he that's in you than he that's in the world. If we only can believe that the scripture have said. We are more than conquerors, don't you know? And the scripture declares they hunger and thirst their souls, fainted in them. Sometimes seem like your soul is being quiet in them. Sometimes seem like more God just quiet within you. Mm-hmm. Quiet. But you got to trust him and believe he's right there. He's right there. But the scripture declares, it tells me in verse 6, they cried unto the Lord. I love that. Uh-huh. So they don't matter if they got the corner, all four corners of the earth. It don't matter if they got every error they think. So they think they got it all mapped out. God said, they cried unto the Lord. Thanks, David, for it. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Uh-huh. Run unto the Lord in your trouble. Cry to the Lord in your trouble. And he delivered them. Yes, he did. Out of their distress. Uh-huh. Yes, when you're in trouble, you don't know how the rent don't get paid, the mortgage don't get paid. Don't know where the food coming from. You don't know how the light bill don't get paid, water bill don't get paid, gas bill don't get paid. Car payment don't get paid. Insurance don't get paid. They talking about the gas, but somehow, some way, God's still making a way. I see cars still pulling up to the pump. Why? God is the way maker. God is the heart fixer. God is the mind regulator. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. And when they cried unto the Lord, he delivered. He delivered them. He delivered. And he led them forth by the way. He led them forth by the right way. He led them forth by the right way. Anytime God leads, it's going to be by a right way. It's going to be by a right way, a righteous way, a honest way, a truthful way. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That they might go. That they might go to a city, a habitation. Sometimes you just need to go somewhere. Uh-huh. So you can find a little peace. Find a little rest. Sometimes you just need to just steal away. Steal away. Just steal away. Steal away. Just steal away. Just steal away. Just you and the Lord. Just steal away. When you don't know what to say, steal away and just be quiet. And when you can't say nothing, hey! Oh, my God. Hey, my God. Oh, glory to his name. Ah, thank you, sir. Been there and done that. And been there. I ain't going to go again. He's been there before. But he delivered. He brought you through. You're not liking the first time your back went up against the wall. But he came to your rescue. Oh, listen at him what he said. All that men would praise the Lord. That's what he wants. All that men would praise the Lord. For he is good. All that men would praise the Lord. Why? For his goodness. For his goodness. And for his wonderful work. To the children of men. His love and kindness that he show us. Even when we undeserve it. Yeah? Don't act like we all the time deserving the good things of the Lord. But nevertheless, we fall into situations and circumstances, but we can cry to our God. We can cry to the living God. We can cry to the mighty God. Cry to him. Yes, sir. He's satisfied. Yes, sir. He's satisfied. The lonely soul, thank you. And fill the hungry soul with what? With goodness. Yes, sir. Yes, he does that. When we come to him, we cry unto him. Sometimes the Lord has to allow things to come. God has to allow things to press us down in order for us to cry to him. Because if things stay good all the time, we may forget about who it is we're supposed to be looking to. The healer for which comes your help. Who it is we should go to. He that healeth thee. He that binds up. He that pull down and casts out. Such as sit in darkness. Listen, saints. So it don't matter where you're located at. Such as sit in darkness. And in the shadow of death. Being bound in affliction and iron. So he said, whatever your situation is, it don't matter where you find yourself, eh? It don't matter where you find yourself at, people. It don't matter where you find yourself at, husband, wife, mother, father, sister, brother, deacon, pastor, apostle, prophet, uncles and aunts, grandchildren. It don't matter where you find yourself. And then it going on down and said, because why? They rebel and make a difference what they do sometimes. We still rebel against them. Isn't that something? Because they rebel against the word. The word of God. People telling when God allows someone to come to you and give you some wise counseling. Give you wise instruction. Give you a word. A meaningful word that can fill that hunger and thirst on the inside of you. Because whom the vessel is, you reject it. Sometimes we'll rebel against it. Because who it is, we don't want to hear that word coming from that person. So we'll rebel against it. We rebel against the word of God. Yeah. It's not the person. It's whom God has sent. God chooses. God chooses who he wants to send. God prepares them for who he wants to send. God orders the steps of those he wants to send. Who are they to tell me? Well, I ask sometimes, who am I for you to send me? You know they're not going to listen. They don't want to hear you. But nevertheless, you've got to fulfill your assignment. Therefore, he broke down their heart with labor. Listen, saints. Therefore, he broke down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Sometimes situation got to get us in a, we got to get in a situation where we can't find nobody to help us. Don't think God eyes closed to it. His ears, he can't hear. Sometimes things have to come. We run and ask him for this one to help. neighbors to help us, the government to help us, this hand to help us, that hand to help us. Sometimes the back gets against the wall, all four corners are covered. Can't find nobody to help you. You ask, you cry out to everybody else for help. But God said, don't got your corner from my awful corner. If you cry to me, hey, the mighty one, the Prince of Peace, hey, he that stole in battle, my God, he that give victory in battle, hey, oh glory, just excite me, this word, Then they cried unto the Lord, in their trouble. And he saved them out of their distress. Oh, yeah, sometimes mine can get you so stressed, so perplexed, so out of character. Sometimes let's keep it real, 100. Yeah, sometimes. Thanks be to God. Talk about Thanksgiving tonight. But God don't leave you in it. Look at here. He brought them out of darkness. And the shadow of death. It's just a shadow, y'all. It's just a shadow. He brought them out of darkness. Just like day and night. See a dog right now. But it's daylight coming. In the shadow of death. They're banging. And thunder. He broke the chains in pieces. Why would God do that? You don't rebel against wise counsel, against his word. You don't broke your loaf. You're in trouble. You're hungry. You're thirsty. You don't wander in a solitary way. But yet, he didn't leave you. He promised, I'll never leave you nor would I forsake you. I'll go to the end of the world. If we can but believe, as the scripture has said, even in the stress for time, out of whose belly, my belly, your belly, shall flow rivers of living water. And David said, I found myself in a situation I had to encourage my own self. I had to encourage my own self. Waiting for the pastor to do it? Diving them on. It was busy. Somebody else had them tied up. Hey! Blessed be the name of the Lord. Call my sister. My brother in the Lord. Oh, I'm tied up. Thanks be to God. He never tied up. His line is never too busy. He can heal us all at one time. And he got enough angels that he can dispatch to come to your rescue, no to know. All that means, he's all this, y'all. All I'm doing is, I'm allowing it to be so. I just want men to recognize all that men would praise the Lord. For what? His goodness. And for his wonderful work to the children of men. Oh, if men would just praise this. If it never rained in your life, how can you appreciate the sunshine? If you've never been sick, how can you be grateful for being healed or being well? If you've never been broke, how can you appreciate money in your pocket? If you've never been without a roof over your head, hey, how can you be grateful for a roof? If you never had to have your shoes, my daddy, well, when I was shooting, would get so worn out, he had this big old needle. Oh, yes, he did. And the soul, when the soul comes from the leather part, he would take that needle with some real thick thread. Yes, he did do it. And he would sew it back together. And guess what we done? Hey! We went on to school. And if we had on brand new shoes. Yes, sir. Why? Jesus a way maker. Jesus a way maker. Only if man. All that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. No matter where you're located tonight. praise him out of it. No matter what your body's going through, praise him in the midst of it. No matter what bills to do, praise him in the house. Oh, I know people think people nutty. Especially they say the saints, you know, they talk about them. That's all right. Welcome people being ridiculed, ridiculing your name. Welcome it. Stop running and shying away from it. Be careful with me and say all good things about you. Not a bad thing that people talk about you. Just let it be a lie. Uh-huh. For he had broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron and thunder. God will tear up something just for you. He'll break up something just for you. Uh-huh. He'll do it. Fools, because of their transgression, listen, because of their iniquity, are afflicted. Some things we're going through it because of our own self. Uh-huh, things we don't sow. And we reaping it, some of it. Everything ain't the cause of no devil put it on us. We got to reap it, some of it. But thanks be to God. Their souls are hard, all manners of meat. And they draw now unto the gates of them. Listen. No matter what you eat sometimes it seems like they still draw now to the gate of death. No matter what you intake. Oh, then when you get to that situation, my Lord, when you get unto the gate of death, my God, God is still God. Then they cried. Listen now. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. Strong arm. Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Glory to God. This bless my soul today, saint. This bless my soul today. He sent his word and healed them. Thank you. Heal me, God, in all my broken places. Heal your people in all their broken places. Heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thanks be to God. Why would he do it? Why would he do it? All that men would praise the Lord for what? His goodness. And his wonderful work, my Lord, to the children of men. My Lord. Other countries, we're wealthy compared to some people in other countries. You're wealthy and we still complain. Sending a wealth of praise is still complaining. I went to Guatemala and I've been able to behold some things. And I said, Lord, I wish all of us could be here. I wish the whole, my family in the body of Christ could really behold what other people really go through. Oh! And ever since then, I've been grateful for such as I have. I've been thankful for such as I have. My gratitude towards God been. It don't matter what state I am that I find myself in, I'm still telling thank you. But thank well as it is, because somebody in the worst of shape. Somebody tonight sleeping downtown Atlanta on the bench, in the park. Somebody sleeping under the bridge. But God wants us to be grateful and thankful for whatever state you may be in. And he showed me sleeping in these situations in particular. He showed his hand of mercy. He showed his hand of kindness. Well, why would you say that, sister, that they homeless? I didn't say hopeless. I didn't say faithfully. Homeless. But they got faith that God will take care of them through the night. They got hope one day on coming out of this. They've seen God work so much for them. They didn't have nothing, but before that day that God fed them, the Lord did it. Uh-huh. God sealed and protected them. They even see God's hand in great ways that we are in situations we may not be able to see it. And when danger all around them, they're able to hold him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful work to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his work. How you going to do it? With rejoicing. With rejoicing. They that go down to the sea, listen. They that go down to the sea in ship that do business in great water. Yeah, do business in great water. They that go down to the sea. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. They can behold God's beauty. They can behold great things of God. How God keeps the dry land from the sea, from the dry land. They behold different types of creatures. They behold, oh, just, and when the storm comes and when the water is raising and you're being tossed to and fro. Excuse me. And then the wind is blowing and all this commotion going on. And they able to see under the sea, in the sea, underneath the water, God greatness. They able to behold him. Yay! They able to behold his wonders. Yes, sir. Hey, glory to his name. They able to see him in a great way. For he commanded and raised the storm of wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depth. Their soul is melt because of trouble. They reel to and fro, and they stagger like a drunk man. Or at they within. When y'all down that sea, you want to see? There's a ship rocking and railing. Rocking and railing. Oh, they just stagger like drunk men. Oh, but when God, when they cry out to the Lord, they within now. They out down the sea. They need a real God, a living God to come to their rescue. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And he bringeth them out of their distress. I don't care what situation you're in. He pointed us, cry to him. No matter what thy tired you are tonight, cry. Cry to him. Look to him. The author and the very finish of your faith. For he is good. He's good. He maketh the storm calm so that the way thereof be still. Ain't that all right? Peace be still. And awesome God. That's a great and mighty. Thank God for Jesus. Then are they glad. Because they be quiet. So he brings them unto their desired haven. God want to bring us to it. Our desired haven. Want to bring us to a good place of rest. Even with trouble all around, we could be, and the wind is blowing, and you're being tossed. Not tossed to and fro with every wind and doctor now. I'm talking situations and circumstances. He want to give you rest. You can still have peace in the midst of it. If it don't never have no rain in your life, how can you appreciate the sunshine? If it don't ever storm, how can you appreciate the calmness? If there's never no friction, how can you appreciate peace? He said, come now. There's a lot of things that settle war. So it's immortal war with just machines and missiles and guns and all that kind of stuff. There's a war of the tongue. Most deadly weapon it is. That's why he said, come. Let's sit down. Let's talk about this thing. Come on, let us reason together. But you know what? there's some people you can't reason with. You have to follow peace with all men. Because fully without no man gonna see the Lord. As much as peace lies with who within me. There's some people there's no getting along with. They never satisfied no matter what they got. And if you get a blue, any kind of car, it's a problem for them. But long as they getting, that's not a problem. Greed, envy, jealousy, malice, truth breaking, bite-biting, don't matter. But if God be for you, who can be against you? Uh-huh. All that men would praise, this, everything putting back. All that men would praise the Lord for what? His goodness. And for his wonderful work. Look at that. To the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people. And praise him in the assembly of the elders. Bless him. Just bless him. Praise him. Glorify him. When you can't open your mouth, wave your hand. Hey. Sometimes I find myself just walking. Hey. Still getting praise. Mm-hmm. Turn rivers into a wilderness. And the water spring into dry ground. Oh, she gonna read the whole thing. It was good to me. It was good. It was good. And it satisfied my soul today. Yes, it did. It satisfied me. The word satisfied, and it made me glad. That's a, and it made me hopeful. Made me hopeful. I'm gonna go to 36. And there he make it. They hunger to dwell. That they may prepare a city for habitation. Planted vineyard, vineyard, which may yield fruit of increase. He blessed them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and suffer not their cattle to decrease. He don't want us to decrease, people. He wants you to do increase. God want to give us increase. No matter what you're going through, he has God more than enough. He don't want you to lose nothing. He wants you to gain. Gain wisdom. Gain knowledge. Gain steadfast. Oh, I've been down this road before. It's just a little bit different. I didn't surrender then. I'm not surrendering now. Why? I'm trusting in a living God. I can feel the bullet. I can feel all the fire and dark. I'ma trust God. I'ma trust him gonna bring us victory. Why? Because we more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus. He don't want you to lose nothing. Again. He can bring us low through oppression and affliction and sorrow. He poured contempt up on princes and caused them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Now listen. Yet, settle he the poor. Yet, settle he the poor and make it him familiar like his family, like a flock. Isn't that something? Family like a flock. God mother pride. Now this is it. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. And all iniquities shall stop from now. Now the scripture says, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand it. The love and kindness of the Lord. Whosoever is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the love and kindness of the Lord. It doesn't matter if the Lord drove you there or you put your own self there. It don't matter if the enemy drove you there, but God came to your rescue. It doesn't matter. Sometimes life seems as if you being blocked on all four corners. And there's just no way out. All but if men will only praise the Lord. No matter where you're located, no matter what your circumstance, if men will only but praise the Lord. If men would just praise the Lord. God would bring you out to distress. God will redeem you. God will break your prison door. God would bring you from a deadly, death, psychological misery. Bring in your mind. We blow stuff up in the mind. God will cause to see the storm. He'll cause the storm to see. In distress, God will deliver. In trouble, God will save. Just cry to him. In destruction, God will send his word to heal and deliver and set you free. In darkness and shadow of death, God will break the chains in pieces. No matter where you are tonight, God is able. No matter what you're facing tonight, God is still God. He's able. Go back over Psalms 107. And like the scripture said at the end, whosoever is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. All you've got to do is understand it. I can still say God is good. And if misery, all this I'm going through, if this all I had to look forward to, I'd be most miserable. But I thank be to God. I know that's an end. Hey! Struggling to pay bills. One day, an end coming. I'm going to be able to pay my bills and pay them on time. So God wants us to be faithful stewards over everything he blessed us with. He wants us to be faithful stewards, you know. He don't want us to get ourselves so bogged down and debt that our outcome is more than the income. God don't want us to live in you've got to count the cost before you build a mansion. A 14 bedroom. 14 baths, 10 car garage. Consider, be wise of some stuff. Promise a dog. Consider. Before we grab hold of something that's too much for us. Consider. Think about it. Commune with God. Hey! Acknowledge him. Oh, you go make a decision. You can make a decision. But say, well, I want to bring you in on this, Father. I want you to sit down here with me. I need to talk to you about this situation. I want to do this, and I got a purpose. I got an issue with it. I don't want to go into this alone. I need you to go before me and prepare the way. I need you to open the door that is a good and a right door for me. Before I walk into something that will cause me more pain and put myself and bog myself down in a bad situation, go before me and you open that door, clear the way. And the door not good for me, I give you permission, close it and close it tight. That I can't open no matter what I do. But in every situation, no matter what they came up against, they cried unto him, the Lord. They cried unto him. And he delivered. Hey! And he do it on time. Yes, sir. He bring out your miserable. You misery? He'll bring you out of it. You miserable? He'll bring you out of it. Heartbroken? I'm telling you, saints, he'll heal the brokenness. I'm telling you what I know, God will heal your brokenness. Yes. And I had to learn how to say no. I had to learn how to say no. I had an issue with saying no. And I was given sometimes. I'd be broke because he hates in Georgia that I am giving. What you giving? You're giving your mortgage payment away. You're giving your water bill, light bill. Then you can't say the devil did nothing. I did it. I'm giving. I can't say God told me to do it. I did it from a pure place. Then you be willing to suffer consequences to have it. Don't loan no more than you able to lose. Because if I said let the habit, I give me income tax check, you might not get it back. But God will give it back. He will deliver and he'll do it on time. So no matter where you are tonight, God wants to increase us. God wants to increase his people. God wants to increase us. No matter what I come up against, I can raise my hand and say thank you. If I can't raise my hand, let it be in my heart. Be written on the table of my heart. I tell him thank you. You don't know what it is or not to be able to breathe until you get where you can't breathe. You can't appreciate the breath. You can't appreciate it until you get in the situation you can't where you can't breathe. Then you can begin to appreciate the long function. Mm-hmm. Hey. I was talking to my grandson, and he said, you just came and got a brand new tire put on your car. And then you about to get on the interstate. But you had a flat before you got on the interstate. Because you get on the interstate, sometimes you can't even get off. An exit so far down, you can't miss. You're too far. God allowed you to have the flat before you got on the interstate. Much more dangerous place. Might have let you have it right up there at the stop sign. You can walk back to the house. Walk back to the job. The word of God is telling you, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Why? For he's good. His mercy endure forever. Mm-hmm. And the redeemer of the Lord. Y'all to say so. Y'all to say so. Don't worry. Seem like everything closing in on you. Don't worry. Your help is on the way. Don't worry. You've been saying that. You keep saying that. Y'all been saying that. I've been coming. You got to take a different mindset. Oh! If you just start praying, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men. Have to stop complaining and say, I know the Lord will deliver. He's going to deliver on time. Lord, I may be going through this, but even when it seems like you lose, learn from it. Learn, then you never lose. Learn from every situation and circumstance you face in your life, and you never lose. You never lose. You always come out of the winner if you learn from it. I want to read you a lose because you didn't learn from it. Because when we learn from any situation in our life, we come out better than we did going in. That's what God wants to do. He bring you out because he want to make us better. Don't worry about the ammunition. As long as he got a mighty army. I only think they could just send his word. Ain't worried about nothing breaking down on him. I'm here to tell you, saints. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness. For God knows he's good. I tell the world God's good to me. I tell y'all God is good to me. God is for real good to me. God has brought me a long way, saints. God has really, 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 really done great and mighty things for me. And for that, I am grateful. I'm thankful to God for every trial that he thought worthy to bring me to it, because he knows he was going to see me through it. Why? I'm not going nowhere. He don't have to get me through this. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not giving up. I'm going to call on it. And if he don't get me out of it, guess what he going to do? He's going to give me strength to go through it. Everything not made for you to get out of it. He able you to go through it. And he gives you strength while you're in it, to endure it. Yeah, yeah. We want to get out of everything. Everything, we want to get out of it. God will able you to endure and to go through. Thank God is here for your earth tonight. I love each and every one of you. And I do pray and hope that the word of God says something, something out of the word of God was spoken into your heart and your spirit and your mind, that it can help you go a little further, can help you push through just a little bit more, because his mercy endures forever. And the redeemer of the Lord ought to say so. And rejoice in hope. Endure in affliction. You're preserved in prayer. Every situation by prayer and petition, we ought to give thanks unto the Lord. We ought to give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. His mercy endures forever. And the redeemed of the Lord ought to say so. Ought to say so. I love him tonight, and I love you all tonight. I thank and I praise God for your patience. I thank and I praise God for his word. His word bless my soul. I'm going to read this last little portion here. 1 Timothy 4. 4 through 5. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. It seems like things closing in, all four corners, cry unto him, run unto him. Hey, he'll rescue you. He'll rescue you. Your mind playing tricks on you, call on you. Stop overthinking, y'all. Stop old processing stuff to the Lord. He can work it out. He can work it out. Why? God is a heart fixer. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. I praise God for you tonight, taking out the time once again to come. If there are anyone, if there are anyone tonight, Lord, I thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Desires prayer. Anyone wants prayer. Anyone need a closer walk? We all do. Anyone need anything from God, you're welcome to come. You can hear Star 6 and come on over. On the Lord's side. Come on over. You need strength? Come on over. You need lifting. See, the word of God lifted me today. He lifted me today, y'all. God, he lifted me. In that word, it came and lifted me. If we get in it, it'll lift us. If we get in it, it will lift us. It will strengthen us. It will encourage us. It will heal us. Yeah. And if not, if there be anyone, if not, we thank God for you tonight. We're going to turn it back to Minister Emmanuel. I'm going to ask one more time. If there anyone, for any reason, and if you, I pray to God, you got everything you need. I pray to God, the word of God did for you all tonight. What it did for me on Tuesday. Don't nobody know. don't nobody know but God and me. But God came to my rescue, y'all. He strengthened me. God strengthened me. Hey, he lifted me. Glory to God. Hey, thank you, sir. He lifted me. That word lifted me. I found something else, but this was life. Was my life giver. This was my rescue today. Rescued me. Hey, my lifter today. I thank God for it. No matter from all four corners. I got you. Don't make a difference. It don't make a difference. Just cry if you come to me. I'll rescue you. I'll rescue you. I'll rescue you. Children going to say, I'll rescue them. This was my list. God bless you again. There's no one, no one, no one. Thanks be to God once again. Your co-host, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Can we give the Lord some thanks right now? Amen. Can we give the Lord thanks right now? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. This is what God wants from us tonight, to give thanks. In all things, to give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and us. Amen. We got to give thanks unto the Lord. That be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy endureth forever. Amen. So we praise God for the word of God tonight. Amen. Coming through, amen, Minister Booker. Amen. She told us, amen, with thus saith the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, you know, people, God, all you got to do is praise your way through. Amen. All you got to do is just stop and just say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because you know what you're doing. You know, amen, how to bring me out. You know how to deliver me out, amen. And like you said, if he don't do it, we still know that he's able. Amen. Because one thing about it, the outcome with God is always going to be good. Whatever the outcome, amen, God chooses to do and to bring forth, the outcome is always going to be great. Amen. So all give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. All ye land, meaning you and I. Amen. This is what God is commanding of us to do tonight, is to give thanks. Amen. Give thanks. Amen. Turn your pressure into praise. Amen. Instead of complaining, open your mouth and say, thank you, Lord. Amen. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. You can say, Lord, I don't know what's going to take place, but all I know is I thank you, and I praise you in advance. Amen. We got to learn to praise God in advance, even before it happens, knowing that God, amen, he's going to give us the victory. So we just bless God tonight for the word of God. Thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Thank God for you unveiling yourself. Amen. And coming and giving us what God has given unto you. And let me tell you something. When you obey God, you can't go wrong. Amen. You cannot go wrong when you obey God and do what God says do. Because somebody, amen, needed this tonight. Somebody needed to know all they got to do is give thanks. Amen. Once you give thanks unto the Lord, amen, God, come on in. He see your gratitude. He see your heart of thanksgiving. Amen. And God said, I'm going to breathe on it and I'm going to bless them. Glory be to God. So we praise God once again for the word of God. Amen. Thank God for the opportunity of prayer that has been extended to each and every one of you and us. Amen. You got to learn, amen, to move when God say move. Amen. When God is offering help, when God is extending his hand unto you, amen, you got to learn to reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. The Lord is passing by. Amen. He come, amen, to see about you. But you got to respond unto the Lord, and you got to reach out and touch him as he goes by. So we praise God for this night, once again, for the word of God, for the, amen, the woman of God, the messenger for the hour. Amen. We just thank God for all things. And we give God praise. Amen. We're giving God thanks. Amen. For this is what God will have us to know tonight, is to give thanks. So we just praise God once again for each one of you. Amen. We know that you have been blessed through this, amen, program, this, amen, broadcast tonight and through the word of God, mostly through the word of God, that your heart has been inspired, encouraged, and uplifted. Amen. And you feel like opening your mouth, glorifying God. Amen. I will bless the Lord. Amen. I will. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what we got to do. Amen. Sometimes we got to encourage ourselves to the Lord. Sometimes we got to bring self under subjection to bless the Lord, because that old flesh is a mess, and sometimes it don't want to bless God. Amen. But you got to bring, amen, self under subjection and tell self, this is what we're going to do tonight. Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Glory be to God. As for me and my house, amen, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to bless the Lord. We're going to give thanks. Amen. Amen. And we praise God. You'll see God, amen, bringing you through, amen, strengthening you just like he said he would. Amen. There's praise, there's strength in our praise. Amen. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He didn't say that the sadness, amen, and the down, amen, is our strength. He said the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. If you can find enough strength to praise God, I guarantee you God will strengthen you. Amen. He'll strengthen your mind, body, soul, and spirit, and encourage you and let you know that you can make it with the help of the Lord. So we just bless God once again for the word of God. Amen. We enjoy the word. Amen. We pray that you have listened attentively to the word of God and take, amen, and took heed to the word of God. Take the word of God in. Don't let it, amen, go in one ear and out the other, amen, as they say. But let the word of God travel down into your heart. Amen. Let it take root. Amen. So you can, amen, respond to the word of God accordingly. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We're going to pray, amen, over God's woman servant. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this hour. We thank you for this Prayer News Network Global. We thank you, God, for every listener that has tuned into this broadcast tonight. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for your word. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet. Thy word, God, have we hid in our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, something about your word, Lord. Your word picks us up when we're down. Your word encourages us when we're feeling discouraged. Your word gives us motivation and courage when we don't have no courage. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, continue to speak to our hearts, God. Continue, oh God, to talk to us and tell us what it is that you will have us to know. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we pray tonight that you will bless your messenger. Oh God, bless your woman servant, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, look on Minister Booker tonight, God. We pray, oh God, that you will touch her body, give her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, she endeavors to do thy will. Oh God, we pray that you will hold her up, God, cause her to stand. Oh God, help her to keep her faith and her hand in your hand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray right now for the woman of God. We pray that you will continue to open up doors for her, God. Oh, God, that the word of God may have free course, that she may spread your word all abroad. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her obedience tonight. Bless her willingness. Bless her faithfulness, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her home, her family. Bless the fruit of her body in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless her generation from generation to generation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blessings of God flow. Let it go on down, God, down to, oh, God, to each one of the family members, down to the greatest to the least, from the biggest to the smallest. In the mighty name of Jesus, evermore let your spirit abide, God, even in her household, God. Let your spirit abide in her house, God, in the mighty name. Name of Jesus, you get the glory tonight. Oh God, you get the glory, and we'll give you the praise. Oh God, you get the glory tonight, and we'll lift up hands and thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, we praise you tonight, even for the word that have come forth, the word that we have heard, God, the spoken word. We thank you for it right now, God. We thank you for victory through the word of God. We thank you for strength and courage through the word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank for every listener, God, that was under the sound of her voice, that heard the word of God. Father God, we pray that they will be blessed. We pray that they will be strengthened tonight. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the sick say I'm healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let your will be done this night, God. Your will be done in our lives and in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus, not our will, but your will tonight. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We thank you for this hour. God, we thank you for this brand new network. God, we just thank you for all things. We give you praise. We give you all the glory, God. You are so good to us. You're good unto your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, this prayer we pray, we count it done right now. Oh, God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. We thank God once again. Amen for the word of God and for, amen, this, amen, prayer meeting. Amen. The word of God. Amen for the fellowship of, amen, Jesus. Amen of Christ and the people of God. Amen. Each one of you, amen, you are the people of God. Amen. You are special. Amen. In the eyesight of God, God has chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and, amen, shoot forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. We have a responsibility. Amen. We have a command from the Lord. He said, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Amen. God has given us that command. Amen, to praise him. And this is what we are to do because he inhabits the praises of his people. God loves it when we praise him. God loves it when we thank him and give him the praise, the glory. In every situation, amen, give God the glory. Amen. So we thank God, amen, this night for each one of you. Amen. The word of God motivated me just to thank the Lord even more in everything. Just find something good to thank God for. Amen. Thank him for the good. And it may not be good always in your eyesight, but God meant it for our good. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. People of God, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, we're going to ask you to please text us, amen, at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, please text us at 912-257-3918. To all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, amen, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, amen, we're going to ask you to please text us by using WhatsApp. Text us by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, those that are calling in from other countries, if you so desire a copy of tonight's broadcast, we're going to ask you to text us by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Upon your request, amen, for a copy of tonight's broadcast, we will be certain, amen, to make sure that you get a copy of this broadcast and any other night that you may so desire. Amen. And when you get a copy of tonight's broadcast, or any broadcast for that reason, amen, please share it. Amen. Share it with your friends, your loved ones, your family, anybody that you come in contact with. Please share this broadcast with them as well. Why? Because we all need the word of God. Amen. We need a word from the Lord. Just one word from the Lord. Amen. Will make everything all right. Amen. So share the broadcast, amen, with your friends, amen, and loved ones, so that they too can be blessed just as you were. So we just thank God for each one of you once again. Thank you for coming to the Prayer News Network Live. Thank you for supporting this ministry. Amen. We pray that God is doing great things in your life. Amen. We know that God is working. We know that God is continuing to give you a closer walk with him. Amen. But seek the Lord. Amen. Read your word. Amen. Throughout the day, pick up your Bible and read your Bible. Why? Because it will give you strength. Just as the woman of God said, when you read the word of God, God will talk to you and God will give you strength, amen, to go on in his name. So we thank God for all things. And at this time, we're going to change this part of service back over to, amen, our speaker, amen, for the hour, amen, advisor, and amen, our speaker, Minister Booker. We also want you to keep, amen, each one in prayer. Let's pray for Evangelist Ned Bradley, our visionary founder. Let's pray for our advisors. Let's pray for the sick and the shut in. Those that you may be on, amen, sick and shut in, going through, amen, they don't even have to be physically sick, but they could just be going through, amen. Let's pray for them. Let's pray for the bereaved families, those that you know, amen, have suffered loss, amen, and they're, amen, in that period of grief and bereavement. We want you to pray for them. Call their name out. Ask God to strengthen them and take them through, amen, this time that they may be dealing with. But these are, amen, these are rough times. These are, amen, real life issues. Amen. But God is able to strengthen us no matter what it is that we're going through. Amen. So we thank you once again. Thank you one and all. Amen. We love you, but God loves you best. Amen. At this time, we're going to, amen, turn this part back over to our speaker. Amen. For the night, amen, that she may have the last stanza and the blessing of the Lord. God bless you, Minister Booker. Thank God for you.
God bless you, man of God. God bless you. Now, Father, we do thank you. We thank God for each of you, all those who are near, and our listeners in foreign countries. We thank, praise God, for you all tonight. Thank you for your patience. Thank God for you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we thank you, praise God, for you taking time, just taking out a little time just to come and fellowship with us and break bread. We thank and praise God for you and your family. We thank and praise God for each of you all. And we pray that you continue to be blessed and continue to be strengthened. You continue to be encouraged. Continue to fight a good fight in the name of Jesus. And now, Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your kindness. We thank you for your people, Father. We thank you for this opportunity you brought us to this time. We ask you, God, to go with each and every last one of them, be with them, shield them, cover them, hide them, protect them from the very will of the enemy, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, for those far and near that are going through tragedies and hard times, Father, we ask you to strengthen them, build up their most holy faith, God, and cause them to look to you even more and to trust you no matter what. No matter what, God, you're still God. You're still God. Cover us now with the shed blood. Hide us even now behind in the name of Jesus. Bind the very will of the enemy. And God, cause your face to shine upon your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Mighty God. Remember. Remember, God, remember all those that are called by your name, all those that have been hollered out by your name, even those that have not come yet but must come. We ask you, God, for such a time as their deliverance, keep them, protect them, shield them in the name of Jesus, sustain them. In the name of Jesus, thank you for saving our family, bringing total complete deliverance and healing to the minds and the hearts of your people from all four corners of the earth now. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen. We love you, and good night, good night. Be with Minister Bradley, God, strengthen her and encourage her and uplift her, Father, in Jesus' name. Good night, saints. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. We thank God for you once again. Amen. We pray your strength in the Lord as well. Amen. People of God, we thank you for stopping by, tuning into tonight's broadcast. Amen. We'll be back, amen, on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. The Lord say the same. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Remember, all give thanks unto the Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray for you. Blessings be unto you. Good night. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.